This is the Composer's Datebook for January 25th. I'm John Burge. On today's date, in 1909, Richard Strauss's opera Elektra had its premiere in Dresden. The libretto, a free adaptation of the grim ancient Greek tragedy by Sophocles, was by the Austrian poet and playwright Hugo von Hofmannsthal. In ancient Greek tragedies, violence occurred offstage, and for his libretto, Hofmannsthal honored that tradition, but the music of Strauss, evoking the tragedy's violence, unleashed a huge orchestra with a ferocity that stunned early listeners. After its American premiere, one New York critic wrote of a total delineation of shrieks and groans, of tortures, physical in their clear definition and audible in their gross realism, snarling of stopped trumpets, barking of trombones, moaning of bassoons, and squealing of violins. Even Strauss himself later admitted, Elektra, quote, penetrated to the uttermost limits of the receptivity of human ears. And what Strauss called his green horror opera might cause him to be typecast as a purveyor of creepy-crawly music. And so Strauss prudently suggested to Hofmannsthal, next time we'll write a Mozart opera. Almost 2 years later to the day, on January 26, 1911, their Mozart opera, Der Rosenkavalier, or The Rose Bearer, premiered. It's set in 18th century Vienna, and for this opera, Strauss included anachronistic but eminently hummable waltz tunes. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.